Divergent. By Veronica Roth. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Divergent is a science fiction novel by Veronica Roth, set in a dystopian Chicago. The story follows Beatrice Pryor, a 16-year-old girl who lives in a society divided into five factions: Abnegation, the Selfless; Amity, the Peaceful; Candor, the Honest; Dauntless, the Brave; and Erudite, the Intelligent. Beatrice must choose which faction to join for the rest of her life, a decision that will shape her identity and determine her future. She chooses Dauntless, and is renamed Triss. Triss undergoes a dangerous initiation process to become a Dauntless member. During the process, she discovers that she is divergent, meaning she has the ability to think independently and outside the boundaries of the factions. This makes her a target for Erudite, who are plotting to overthrow the Abnegation government. Triss must use her divergence to help her friends and family survive the Erudite attack. Triss and her allies discover that the Erudite are using a mind control serum to manipulate the Dauntless into attacking Abnegation. Triss and her friends must find a way to stop the Erudite and restore peace to the city. In the end, Triss and her allies succeed in stopping the Erudite and restoring peace to the city. Triss learns that she is capable of more than she ever thought possible, and that she can make a difference in the world. Divergent is a thrilling story of self-discovery and courage in the face of adversity. It is a story of friendship, loyalty, and the power of the human spirit. It is a story of hope in a world of chaos and despair. It is a story of a young girl who finds the courage to stand up for what she believes in and to fight for a better future. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The world is divided into five factions: Abnegation, Amity, Candor, Dauntless, and Erudite. Abnegation values selflessness, Amity values peace, Candor values honesty, Dauntless values bravery, and Erudite values intelligence. The world of Divergent is divided into five distinct factions: Abnegation, Amity, Candor, Dauntless, and Erudite. Each faction has its own set of values that its members strive to uphold. Abnegation values selflessness, Amity values peace, Candor values honesty, Dauntless values bravery, and Erudite values intelligence. The members of each faction are expected to live according to the values of their faction. Abnegation members are expected to put the needs of others before their own; Amity members are expected to promote harmony and avoid conflict; Candor members are expected to always tell the truth; Dauntless members are expected to be brave and courageous; and Erudite members are expected to be knowledgeable and intelligent. The five factions are in constant competition with each other, and each faction has its own strengths and weaknesses. Abnegation is known for its selflessness and generosity; Amity is known for its peacefulness and kindness; Candor is known for its honesty and directness; Dauntless is known for its bravery and strength; and Erudite is known for its intelligence and ambition. The five factions are a major part of the world of Divergent, and each faction has its own unique culture and way of life. It is up to each individual to decide which faction they will choose to belong to, and each faction has its own set of values that its members must strive to uphold. Main idea number 2. Beatrice Pryor, the protagonist, must choose a faction to join on her 16th birthday. In the dystopian world of Veronica Roth's novel Divergent, Beatrice Pryor must make a life-altering decision on her 16th birthday. She must choose a faction to join, a decision that will determine the course of the rest of her life. Beatrice is born into the Abnegation faction, a group of selfless people who put the needs of others before their own. However, she discovers that she is divergent, meaning she has the aptitude to fit into multiple factions. This puts her in a difficult position, as she must choose between the faction she was born into and the faction that best suits her personality. Beatrice must decide between the five factions: Abnegation, Dauntless, Amity, Erudite, and Candor. Each faction has its own set of values and beliefs, and Beatrice must decide which one she identifies with the most. Abnegation values selflessness, Dauntless values bravery, Amity values peace, erudite values knowledge, and candor values honesty. Beatrice must choose which faction she will devote her life to, and in doing so, she will be leaving behind her family and the life she has known. Beatrice's decision is a difficult one, as she must choose between the faction she was born into and the faction that best suits her personality. She must decide which values she wants to live by and which faction she wants to devote her life to. Ultimately, Beatrice must choose between the life she knows and the life she could have. It is a decision that will shape the rest of her life, and one that she must make on her 16th birthday. Main idea number 3. Beatrice chooses Dauntless, and changes her name to Triss. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Beatrice chooses to join the Dauntless faction and changes her name to Triss. Beatrice is a young girl who is born into the Abnegation faction, a faction that values selflessness and humility. She is expected to stay in Abnegation, but she feels like she doesn't belong there. She is drawn to the Dauntless faction, which values bravery and courage. Beatrice decides to take the risk and join Dauntless, and in doing so, she changes her name to Triss. This is a symbolic gesture of her new identity and her commitment to the Dauntless faction. Triss is determined to prove her worth and become a true Dauntless member. She faces many challenges and obstacles along the way, but she never gives up. Triss is a brave and courageous character who is willing to take risks and stand up for what she believes in. Main idea number 4. Triss must go through a dangerous initiation process to become a full member of Dauntless. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss must go through a dangerous initiation process to become a full member of Dauntless. The initiation process is a series of tests and challenges that Triss must complete in order to prove her worthiness to join the Dauntless faction. The tests are designed to push Triss to her physical and mental limits, and she must demonstrate courage, strength, and determination in order to pass. During the initiation process, Triss must face her fears and overcome obstacles that she never thought possible. She must also learn to trust her fellow initiates and rely on them for support. In the end, Triss must prove that she is brave enough to become a full member of Dauntless and that she is willing to do whatever it takes to protect her faction and the people she loves. The initiation process is a difficult and dangerous journey, but it is also an opportunity for Triss to grow and become a better version of herself. Through the initiation process, Triss learns to be brave and to trust her instincts. She also learns to be a leader and to take responsibility for her actions. By the end of the initiation process, Triss has become a strong and capable member of Dauntless, and she is ready to take on the challenges that lie ahead. Main idea number 5. Triss discovers she is divergent, meaning she has the aptitude to fit into multiple factions. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss discovers that she is divergent, meaning she has the aptitude to fit into multiple factions. This is a rare trait, and it makes her a target for those who wish to control the population. Triss is initially scared of her divergence, but she soon learns to embrace it and use it to her advantage. She discovers that she can use her divergence to think outside the box and come up with creative solutions to problems. She also learns that she can use her divergence to help her understand and empathize with people from different factions, allowing her to bridge the gap between them. Triss' divergence gives her a unique perspective on the world, and she uses it to help her make difficult decisions and stand up for what she believes in. Triss' divergence also gives her an advantage in combat. She is able to think quickly and use her divergence to come up with strategies that her opponents may not have considered. She is also able to use her divergence to understand her opponent's weaknesses and exploit them. Triss' divergence gives her an edge in battle, and she uses it to her advantage to help her survive and protect those she loves. Triss' divergence is a powerful tool, and she uses it to her advantage throughout the book. It gives her a unique perspective on the world and allows her to think outside the box. It also gives her an edge in combat and helps her understand and empathize with people from different factions. Triss' divergence is a major part of her character, and it helps her make difficult decisions and stand up for what she believes in. Main idea number 6. Triss must keep her divergence a secret, as it is seen as a threat to the faction system. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss must keep her divergence a secret, as it is seen as a threat to the faction system. Divergence is a trait that allows a person to have qualities from multiple factions, which is seen as a threat to the faction system because it could lead to a breakdown of the system. Triss is aware of this and knows that if she reveals her divergence, she could be in danger. She must keep her divergence a secret in order to protect herself and her loved ones. Triss is constantly aware of the danger of revealing her divergence and is careful to keep it hidden. She is aware that if she reveals her divergence, she could be seen as a threat to the faction system and be punished for it. She also knows that if she reveals her divergence, she could be in danger from those who want to keep the faction system in place. Triss is determined to keep her divergence a secret in order to protect herself and her loved ones. Triss' divergence is a powerful tool that could be used to challenge the faction system, but she knows that it could also be used against her. She must keep her divergence a secret in order to protect herself and her loved ones from those who would use it against her. Triss is determined to keep her divergence a secret in order to protect herself and her loved ones from the dangers of revealing her divergence. Main idea number 7. Triss meets Four, her instructor during initiation, and they develop a romantic relationship. Triss and Four first meet during her initiation into Dauntless. Four is her instructor and she is immediately drawn to him. She is intrigued by his mysteriousness and his strength. As they spend more time together, they develop a strong bond and eventually a romantic relationship. Triss is drawn to Four's courage and strength, and Four is drawn to Triss' intelligence and determination. They both understand each other in a way that no one else can, and they are able to open up to each other in a way that they can't with anyone else. As their relationship grows, they become each other's source of strength and support. They are able to rely on each other in times of need and they are able to help each other through difficult times. They are able to find solace in each other's arms and they are able to find comfort in each other's presence. Together, they are able to face any challenge that comes their way. Main idea number 8. Triss discovers that Erudite is planning to overthrow Abnegation and take control of the government. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss discovers that Erudite is planning to overthrow Abnegation and take control of the government. This plan is revealed to Triss by her friend, Will, who is a member of Erudite. Will explains that Erudite has been gathering information on Abnegation and their weaknesses, and that they plan to use this information to gain power. He also reveals that Erudite has been manipulating the other factions in order to gain their support for the plan. Triss is horrified by this news and realizes that she must do something to stop Erudite from succeeding. She decides to join the Dauntless faction in order to gain access to Erudite's headquarters and find out more information about their plans. She also begins to form a plan to stop Erudite from taking control of the government. She enlists the help of her friends from the other factions and together they devise a plan to thwart Erudite's plans. Triss and her friends are successful in their mission and Erudite's plans are foiled. In the end, Abnegation remains in power and the other factions are able to live in peace. Triss' bravery and determination to protect her faction and the other factions from Erudite's tyranny is an inspiring example of courage and selflessness. Main idea number 9. Triss and Four join forces with Abnegation to stop Erudite's plan. Triss and Four join forces with Abnegation to stop Erudite's plan to take control of the city. They realize that Erudite's plan is to use the mind control serum to manipulate the citizens of the city and take control. To prevent this, Triss and Four enlist the help of Abnegation, the faction that values selflessness and sacrifice. Abnegation is willing to help because they understand the danger of Erudite's plan and want to protect the city. Triss and Four work together with Abnegation to come up with a plan to stop Erudite. They come up with a plan to infiltrate Erudite's headquarters and disable the mind control serum. They also enlist the help of the other factions to help them in their mission. With the help of the other factions, Triss and Four are able to successfully infiltrate Erudite's headquarters and disable the mind control serum. With the help of Abnegation, Triss and Four are able to stop Erudite's plan and protect the city. The citizens of the city are grateful for their help and the factions are able to live in peace and harmony once again. Triss and Four's courage and selflessness have saved the city and they are hailed as heroes. Main idea number 10. Triss and Four discover that Erudite is using a mind control serum to control the Dauntless. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss and Four discover that Erudite is using a mind control serum to control the Dauntless. This serum is a powerful drug that is designed to manipulate the minds of the Dauntless, making them more obedient and compliant to Erudite's orders. It is revealed that Erudite has been using the serum to control the Dauntless for some time, and that they have been using it to manipulate the Dauntless into doing their bidding. This is a shocking revelation for Triss and Four, as they had no idea that Erudite was using such a powerful tool to control the Dauntless. Triss and Four quickly realized that they must do something to stop Erudite from using the serum to control the Dauntless. They devise a plan to infiltrate Erudite's headquarters and steal the serum, thus preventing Erudite from using it to control the Dauntless any further. Triss and Four enlist the help of their friends and allies, and together they manage to successfully steal the serum and destroy it. This act of bravery and courage saves the Dauntless from Erudite's control, and allows them to remain free and independent. In the end, Triss and Four's brave actions prove to be successful, and the Dauntless are saved from Erudite's mind control serum. This is a testament to the power of friendship and courage, and it serves as a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is always hope. Main idea number 11. Triss and Four must find a way to stop the serum from being released. Triss and Four must find a way to stop the serum from being released. The serum is a powerful weapon that could be used to control the population and force them to conform to the faction system. It is up to Triss and Four to find a way to prevent the serum from being released. They must find a way to stop the Erudite from using the serum and prevent the destruction of the faction system. Triss and Four must work together to find a way to stop the serum from being released. They must use their knowledge of the faction system and their skills to find a way to prevent the Erudite from using the serum. They must also find a way to protect the other factions from the serum's effects. They must find a way to stop the serum from being released without causing any harm to the people of the city. Triss and Four must also find a way to protect the people of the city from the serum's effects. They must find a way to prevent the Erudite from using the serum and protect the other factions from its effects. They must also find a way to prevent the serum from being released without causing any harm to the people of the city. Triss and Four must use their knowledge and skills to find a way to stop the serum from being released. They must find a way to protect the people of the city from the serum's effects and prevent the Erudite from using the serum. They must also find a way to protect the other factions from the serum's effects. Only then will they be able to stop the serum from being released and protect the people of the city from its effects. Main idea number 12. Triss and Four discover that the serum was created by Janine Matthews, the leader of Erudite. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss and Four discover that the serum was created by Janine Matthews, the leader of Erudite. This revelation comes as a shock to them, as they had previously believed that the serum was created by the Abnegation faction. After further investigation, they learn that Janine had been working on the serum for years, and had been using the Abnegation faction as a cover for her experiments. She had been using the serum to control the minds of the people in the city, and had been manipulating them to do her bidding. Triss and Four are horrified by this discovery, and they realize that Janine is a dangerous and powerful enemy. They also understand that they must find a way to stop her before she can do any more harm. They devise a plan to infiltrate Erudite and steal the serum, and they enlist the help of the other factions to help them in their mission. In the end, they are successful in their mission and Janine is defeated. The discovery of Janine's involvement with the serum is a major turning point in the story, as it reveals the true extent of her power and her willingness to use it for her own gain. It also serves as a reminder of the importance of standing up to those in power, and of the need to fight for what is right. Triss and Four's courage and determination in the face of danger is an inspiring example of how one can make a difference in the world. Main idea number 13. Triss and Four must find a way to get into Erudite headquarters and destroy the serum. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss and Four must find a way to get into Erudite headquarters and destroy the serum. This serum is a mind-control device that Erudite is using to manipulate the citizens of the city. Triss and Four must find a way to get past the guards and into the headquarters without being detected. They must also find a way to disable the security systems and get to the serum before it can be used. Once they have the serum, they must find a way to destroy it so that it can no longer be used to control the citizens. Triss and Four devise a plan to get into Erudite headquarters. They enlist the help of some of their friends from the other factions and together they come up with a plan to sneak into the headquarters. They use a combination of stealth and deception to get past the guards and into the building. Once inside, they disable the security systems and make their way to the serum. They then use a special device to destroy the serum, ensuring that it can no longer be used to control the citizens. Triss and Four's plan is successful and they are able to get into Erudite headquarters and destroy the serum. With the serum destroyed, the citizens of the city are free from Erudite's control. Triss and Four have saved the city and ensured that the citizens can live in freedom and peace. Main idea number 14. Triss and Four enlist the help of the other factions to help them in their mission. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss and Four enlist the help of the other factions to help them in their mission. This mission is to stop the Erudite from taking over the city and to restore peace and balance to the city. Triss and Four realize that they cannot do this alone and need the help of the other factions. They enlist the help of the Abnegation, the Dauntless, the Amity, and the Candor. Each faction brings something unique to the mission and helps in different ways. The Abnegation provide moral support and guidance, the Dauntless provide physical strength and protection, the Amity provide a peaceful and calming presence, and the Candor provide truth and honesty. Together, the factions are able to work together to achieve their mission and restore peace and balance to the city. Main idea number 15. Triss and Four are successful in their mission and the serum is destroyed. Triss and Four were successful in their mission to destroy the serum. After a long and difficult journey, they were able to locate the serum and destroy it. The serum was a powerful tool that could be used to control people and manipulate their thoughts and emotions. With the serum gone, the people of the city were free from its influence and could make their own decisions. Triss and Four were relieved to have completed their mission and to have freed the people from the serum's control. The destruction of the serum was a major victory for Triss and Four. They had risked their lives to complete the mission and had faced many obstacles along the way. But in the end, their courage and determination had paid off. The people of the city were now free to make their own choices and to live their lives without fear of manipulation. Triss and Four had saved the city and the people were grateful for their efforts. Main idea number 16. Triss and Four are forced to flee from Erudite and hide in Amity. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss and Four are forced to flee from Erudite and hide in Amity. After the attack on Abnegation, Triss and Four are on the run from Erudite and their leader Janine Matthews. They know that they must find a safe place to hide, and Amity is the only faction that will accept them. Amity is a peaceful faction that values kindness and forgiveness, so they know they will be safe there. Triss and Four arrive in Amity and are welcomed by the leader, Johanna Reyes. She is sympathetic to their plight and agrees to keep them safe. Triss and Four are relieved to have found a safe haven, but they know they must remain vigilant. They must stay hidden and keep their true identities a secret, or else they risk being discovered by Erudite and put in danger. Triss and Four stay in Amity for a while, and they are able to find some peace and solace in the peaceful faction. They are able to rest and recover from the trauma of the attack on Abnegation. They also use this time to plan their next move and figure out how to defeat Erudite and Janine Matthews. Triss and Four eventually leave Amity and continue their journey to find a way to defeat Erudite. They are grateful for the refuge that Amity provided them, and they know that without it, they would not have been able to survive. Amity was a safe haven for them, and it allowed them to regroup and plan their next move. Main idea number 17. Triss and Four must find a way to stop Janine and Erudite from taking control of the government. Triss and Four must find a way to prevent Janine and Erudite from taking control of the government. To do this, they must first understand the motivations of Janine and Erudite. Janine is driven by a desire for power and control, while Erudite is driven by a desire for knowledge and understanding. Once they understand the motivations of their enemies, Triss and Four can begin to formulate a plan to stop them. Triss and Four must also find a way to rally the other factions to their cause. They must convince the other factions that Janine and Erudite pose a threat to the peace and stability of the city. They must also find a way to make the other factions trust them and believe that they can be successful in stopping Janine and Erudite. Finally, Triss and Four must find a way to defeat Janine and Erudite. This could involve using the Divergent special abilities to infiltrate Erudite's headquarters and disable their computer systems. It could also involve using the Dauntless to launch a physical attack on Erudite's headquarters. Whatever the plan, Triss and Four must find a way to stop Janine and Erudite from taking control of the government and restoring peace and stability to the city. Main idea number 18. Triss and Four enlist the help of the other factions to help them in their mission. In the book Divergent by Veronica Roth, Triss and Four enlist the help of the other factions to help them in their mission. This mission is to stop the Erudite from taking over the city and to restore peace and balance to the city. Triss and Four realize that they cannot do this alone and need the help of the other factions. They enlist the help of the Abnegation, the Amity, and the Candor to help them in their mission. The Abnegation provide moral support and guidance, the Amity provide a safe haven for the group, and the Candor provide the truth and justice that is needed to restore balance to the city. With the help of the other factions, Triss and Four are able to successfully complete their mission and restore peace and balance to the city. Main idea number 19. Triss and Four are successful in their mission and Janine is defeated. Triss and Four's mission to defeat Janine was a success. After a long and difficult journey, they were able to find the information they needed to stop Janine's plans. With the help of their allies, they were able to break into Janine's laboratory and find the information they needed to stop her. With the help of their allies, they were able to create a plan to take down Janine and her followers. They were able to use the information they found to create a virus that would disable Janine's control over the city. With the help of their allies, they were able to spread the virus throughout the city and disable Janine's control. Finally, they were able to confront Janine and her followers and defeat them. With Janine defeated, the city was free from her control and the people of the city were able to live in peace and harmony. Triss and Four's mission was a success and they were able to save the city from Janine's control. They were able to use their knowledge and skills to create a plan to take down Janine and her followers. With the help of their allies, they were able to spread the virus throughout the city and disable Janine's control. Finally, they were able to confront Janine and her followers and defeat them. With Janine defeated, the city was free from her control and the people of the city were able to live in peace and harmony. Triss and Four's mission was a success and they were able to save the city from Janine's control. They were able to use their knowledge and skills to create a plan to take down Janine and her followers. With the help of their allies, they were able to spread the virus throughout the city and disable Janine's control. Finally, they were able to confront Janine and her followers and defeat them. With Janine defeated, the city was free from her control and the people of the city were able to live in peace and harmony. Triss and Four's mission was a success and they were able to save the city from Janine's control. They were able to use their knowledge and skills to create a plan to take down Janine and her followers. With the help of their allies, they were able to spread the virus throughout the city and disable Janine's control. Finally, they were able to confront Janine and her followers and defeat them. With Janine defeated, the city was free from her control and the people of the city were able to live in peace and harmony. Main idea number 20. Triss and Four are able to restore peace and balance to the world. Triss and Four's mission to restore peace and balance to the world is a difficult one. They must first find a way to unite the factions and end the violence that has been plaguing the city. To do this, they must find a way to bridge the gap between the factions and create a sense of understanding and trust between them. They must also find a way to end the power struggle between the factions and create a system of governance that is fair and just. Finally, they must find a way to ensure that the city is safe and secure for all its citizens. Triss and Four's journey to restore peace and balance to the world is a long and difficult one. They must face many obstacles and challenges along the way, but they are determined to succeed. With the help of their friends and allies, they are able to overcome these obstacles and eventually succeed in their mission. In the end, they are able to create a new world where everyone is equal and respected, and where peace and balance are restored.